With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.
And welcome to With Heart and Voice, a program of sacred choral and organ music. I'm Peter Dubois, and I'm glad that you've joined me for the next hour of great listening. The year 1685 was momentous for the world of Western music, as it was the birth year of both George Frederick Handel and Johann Sebastian Bach, less than 1 month apart. Just as we celebrated Handel's 335th birthday last month, on today's program, we'll mark the 335th birthday of the master, Johann Sebastian Bach, with sacred choral and organ music that will inspire you. Bach famously inscribed each of his completed compositions, even so-called secular pieces, with the initials SDG. These letters stand for the Latin words Soli Deo Gloria, to God alone be the glory, honoring the creative gift he had received from his creator. We'll begin with organ music that's based on the chorale tune Allein Gott in der Höhe, or the German paraphrase of Glory to God in the Highest. This comes from the Klavierübung Part 3 and is performed by Caitlin Emerson on the organ at the Church of the Advent in Boston.
Thank you.
Caitlin Emerson performed the chorale prelude on Allein Gott in der Höhe from Bach's Klavierübung Part 3, one of the few collections of his organ works published during his lifetime. She played the organ of the Church of the Advent in Boston. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Of the nearly 200 cantatas that Bach composed, among the most appropriate for the Lenten season is his cantata 106, Gottes Zeit ist der allerbeste Zeit. God's own time is the very best of times, reflecting on both Christ's death and the certainty of our own mortality. It's one of the very first cantatas written by Bach and mingles words from the Old and New Testaments with verses from the chorale on which the cantata is based. It's comprised of 8 movements, beginning with an instrumental sonatina, and then 3 choruses are separated by various arias given to soloists. We'll listen to a complete performance of the cantata by the ensemble Vox Luminis, led by Lionel Meunier. Music of Bach on With Heart and Voice.
Thank you. Thank you. Erlöset, Herr, du getreuer Gott.
complete performance of Cantata 106 by Johann Sebastian Bach. God's own time is the very best of times. Lionel Meunier led instrumentalists and soloists of Vox Luminis. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. The chorale Erbarm dich mein, O Herr Gott, is a hymn setting of Psalm 51, dating from the early years of the Reformation. Bach's chorale prelude on that tune, composed almost 200 years later, conveys the solemn and somber mood of the text, Have Mercy on Me, O God. William Porter plays the Fritz organ at Pacific Lutheran University in Tacoma. Erbarm dich mein, O Herrgott, Have Mercy on Me, O God, was performed by William Porter on the beautiful organ at Pacific Lutheran University. Born in Eisenach on March 21, 1685, Bach entered into a long line of musicians, a lineage that continued well after his own lifetime. His music has also provided inspiration to Western composers ever since, and his influence can be heard in countless examples over the past 3.5 centuries. An interesting example comes from his setting of the Magnificat, which he composed in 1723 as he began his work in Leipzig. A young Felix Mendelssohn in the 19th century studied this work and emulated it in his own setting. We'll listen to the opening movement of Bach's Magnificat first, and then Mendelssohn's. Note the incredible similarities in texture, orchestration, and many other details, while each composer retains his own identity. The Yale Schola Cantorum and Collegium players are led by Simon Carrington.
Thank you.
Simon Carrington led the Yale Schola Cantorum in the opening movements of two settings of the Magnificat, the one just heard by Mendelssohn and earlier by the composer who inspired him, J.S. Bach. You're listening to With Heart and Voice. Johannes Brahms also held a deep reverence for Bach's work, which shows up in his contrapuntal writing both for instruments and for voices. His motet, Schaffe in mir Gott, comes from a set of two motets published in 1860, the first surviving works by Brahms in that genre. It sets verses of Psalm 51 in three sections, the final two utilizing sophisticated canonic writing. The text begins, "Create in me a clean heart, O God." The chord and singers perform, directed by Matthew Best.
Thank you.
Schaffe in Mir Gott, a motet by Johannes Brahms. The Corydon singers were led by Matthew Best. Since this is also Laetare Sunday, we'll depart once again from the more solemn side of Bach for our next two selections, arrangements of movements from two of his cantatas. First, Nun Danket alle Gott from Cantata 79, followed by the Sinfonia to Cantata 29, We Thank Thee, God, We Thank Thee. And we do thank God for the gift that was Johann Sebastian Bach. Organist Douglas Major is joined by the Empire Brass.
Thank you.
Organist Douglas Major and the Empire Brass performed the Sinfonia Cantata 29, Wir danken Gott, and earlier, Nun danket alle Gott from Cantata 79. Thank you for joining me for With Heart and Voice today as we've listened to music to celebrate the 335th birthday of Johann Sebastian Bach. I hope you found the selections on today's program to be inspiring and meaningful. Some of the recordings on today's program come from the Richard Gladwell Collection. You can find more information about this program and listen to audio of this and past broadcasts on the web at withheartandvoice.org. You can also get news about us on Twitter or like us on Facebook. Email is always welcome as well. You can write to withheartandvoice@wxxi.org. Audio producer for the program is Andrew Croucher, with assistance from Robert Braden. Executive producer is Gene Fisher, and I'm Peter Dubois. Please join me again next week for With Heart and Voice.
With Heart and Voice is a production of WXXI Public Broadcasting.